The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Our topic this time has been raising Fatimiyun, which meant we were employing karama. Brothers and sisters, when we study people and the difficulties and the challenges that they face, we see that people are going through challenges. The way that the world's been created is our bala are here, our tests are here. Everybody's test is different. Everybody's getting something, right? This is hadith now. The hadith says, Amir al-Mu'mineen describing the dunya, darun, that this world, the dunya is darun, it's abode, bil bala'i mahfufa, surrounded by tribulations and trials and afflictions. Everybody is getting something. Now what happens is, when you and I watch people go through difficulties, through tragedies, and again, let me just emphasize this, I'm not trying to trivialize anybody's difficulties. I just want to give some real life examples, right? Because most of the time, our trials and tribulations are over the dunya. But I'll give you some real life examples. Imagine you have a person who loses their job. Right? I was providing for myself. I was paying my mortgage. I was paying for my car notes. Now I've lost my job, and it wasn't my fault. And I was forced to move back in with a relative. For some people, that's very difficult. I was independent. I was on my own. Now I'm forced, though, to move back in to a relative, with a relative. Imagine, these are just examples. Everybody's going through something different. Imagine somebody else. I had a thriving business. Alhamdulillah, my business was going well. Not only was I employed other people. My situation was such, though, I trusted someone. They seemed honorable, they seemed noble. It wasn't my fault. But now my business went under. Now I'm bankrupt. From being a business owner, from being employing others, now I'm bankrupt. It might be somebody else, because Allah gives everybody different tests. Let's say someone's diagnosed with a terminal illness. Right? Sometimes it's long-term sickness. That's difficult. Another time is literally being told by the doctors that you've got a few months to live, terminal illness. Right? Again, these are just examples. It could be somebody else, their test is different. I have health, alhamdulillah. That's not my issue. That's not my test. I'm married and I have children. Unfortunately, my marriage is on the rocks. I'm trying to get things back, trying to right the ship. I do my part. And still, my spouse separates from me. And it's a messy divorce. So challenges. Everybody has, let's say somebody else has a different challenge. That's not my challenge. I have a relative. They've strayed from the faith. I'm trying with everything I have to pull this person back. And they leave Islam. Right? There's different tests. Everybody, each one of you are going through a test. You know people are going through the test. Everybody in the dunya is going through something. For some people, when they go through these tests, the tests literally feel like they're going to break them. I don't want to trivialize any of this, right? This is difficult. These are challenges for people. Once I met a young man, literally he was crying. What's your test? Because everybody's got something different. I've been looking for a job. I've been trying. I'm knocking every door. He was like, I don't want much from Allah. I just want a job. Young man crying. People have different tests. Allah, right? Because God knows everybody's Achilles heel. My test is different from yours. Yours is different from your brother or your sister. Right? Because God knows you. What's your test? Everybody's going through it. Some people have a different test. My test isn't this. My test is that the dunya is ready to smile at me. If I do this, business is going to take off. There's just one condition. I've kind of got to sacrifice Islam a little bit. I've got to disobey Allah, but I'm going to make a lot of money out of this. Somebody else might have a different test. I want to get married. I need to get married. I'm trying to get married. But the halal isn't opening up for me, and haram is available. It could be an immoral relationship. It could be dressing immodestly, right? These are just tests. Different people have different tests. Everybody's going through something, okay? With some of the tests that I mentioned, they're enough to break somebody. For some people, if they lose a loved one, let's say a young person in a crash, a car crash, right? Some people afterwards, like you see people, and again, not trivializing. Later, the person, they go through some of these tests, having suicidal thoughts. You talk to people, self-harm sometimes. Depression, people are going through things. Drug addiction, I'm trying to cope with this. This is, it feels like my mind is breaking. For some people, maybe the way they talk to God will reflect some of this. Oh Allah, why this test? Any test but this, you're killing me, God. Because they're going through such a difficult test. Now, our question, because we want to talk about those miraculous effects of karama, how does the kareem view the dunya? These are all tests. They break people. How does the kareem view the dunya? The kareem views the dunya and all of its splendor and greatness as being insignificant. The entire dunya, what breaks people. I'm going to mention the hadith of the imam. The kareem sees the dunya wa ma fiha as trivial, as worthless. Hadith now from Amirul Mu'mineen. Man karumat alayhi nafsu. So the person, that man or woman, who enjoys Islamic dignity, Islamic self-worth, saghurat dunya. The dunya in this person's eyes is tiny. They're watching the ship. The ship is about to hit the rocks. It would break a lesser man. But for the kareem, the dunya is tiny. It's not an act. I'm not showing a brave face. The dunya wa ma fiha is tiny. Amirul Mu'mineen. Now, you see this in those students of Zahra. I'm going to give you one example from Karbala, before Karbala. If you guys remember this from before Karbala, there were some people, and some again, let's kind of take a step back and remember that going with Imam Hussein wasn't easy. Defending the wali of the time, it's not easy. Yazid, when he came into power, he's the unrivaled power in the dunya. The Islamic government, the caliphate, under Yazid, is the superpower. There were Muslims, and I'm not going to mention their name, when they see the Imam Hussein was about to go from Medina, from Mecca, and go and put himself in harm's way. They tried to advise the Imam. This man, he came to our imam and he told him, he said, let's go back to Medina. Make peace with these people. Why poke the bear? Make peace with these people. They're wild. You just make bay'ah. It'll be okay. You make bay'ah. Who knows? Yazid's a drunkard. Who knows how long he's going to live? But Hussein is the student of Zahra. Hussein is Kareem. Ad-dunya wa ma fiha. In the eyes of Hussein. You're telling me the whole dunya will stand up against me. The eyes of Hussein, though, the student of Zahra. What did Hussein say? فَقَالَ الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ Imam Hussein spoke. أُفِّن لِهَذَا الْكَلَامِ Shame on you for saying these words. I've got dignity. Surrender. Let Islam be wiped out so I save my neck.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه